Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Why do you have that Buck Mason catalog? Is it because you want to fuck the Buck Mason guy?
He's really hot. Also, I need to get ordered some more shirts. It reminds me to, because I love those shirts.
You need to have sex.
I need to have sex. Also, it reminds me that there's, which actually feels like it's not just a ridiculous Queen's house with Cooks Illustrated.
Yeah, it actually makes you look gayer that there's a bunch of Cooks Illustrated and then a Buck Mason catalog. That actually makes you look gayer.
That's the, we're starting the show.
that's
how we're starting the show.
This is reality gays.
I got a bunch of Cooks Illustrated magazines.
Look at it. If you watch, Buck, no, I'm going to show everybody the intimate portrait. If you're watching the intimate portrait on the video, y'all, it's not just a few.
I love those magazines.
A plethora of Cooks Illustrated.
And then
magazines.
Just a Buck Mason catalog.
Look, this is just a picture of an artist rendering of dried Mexican chilies. Another artist rendering of Jewish breads. A rendering of just what I can't even.
They are wonderful.
Shanghainese snacks.
They're wonderful.
Along with Vietnamese herbs.
Love
this
it.
This is so fucking present. I don't even know what conservas are. And then lastly, there's a rendering of,
I love Cooks Illustrated,
wild berries and fresh
figs. My favorite.
Figs.
Boy, you are a pretentious boor if you say your favorite fruit is figs. And I have met people who said that. Middle Eastern people often say that.
The fact that you have 8 different Cooks Illustrated, but yet on top of it, he puts this fucking
Buck Mason
catalog to show that you're straight.
No, I'm not saying I'm straight. They have really good T-shirts, and I need to buy some later. The catalog is great, too.
Also, several of the pages of your Cooks Illustrated are stuck together, and I don't want to ask why. You even lay them out displayed.
You think I jerked off to Cooks Illustrated?
I can't take the camera off, but they're displayed so gaily.
Don't put it under your microphone cord.
It's gonna be fine. It's fine.
You'll have to fix that display later.
You know what?
This is reality, gays.
This is reality. I'm gonna take a picture of it, and Christina can put it in the video of how gay it is. Golly.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm proud of Cooks Illustrated.
Y'all, don't sell. Don't
I'm so
sell
glad
us.
They got rid of Christopher Kimball on America's Test Kitchen.
I am
kitchen.
Too. Yeah, I didn't. Like
you know
it.
What?
It's a better show.
They wouldn't give him a. They wouldn't give him a raise.
Yeah,
and he just took everything and left. If you don't know what
his
we're
new
talking,
show sucks. Though.
I hate it. If you don't know what we're talking about,
oh God,
America's Test Kitchen,
love it
on PBS. I think that's a new level of gay.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love that show.
Me too, with Bridget.
It's and I loved how in the pandemic they
and
all
Julia.
Did it in their own kitchen.
America's Test Kitchen at home.
Yes. I love Julia's
and
little
Dan,
kitchen.
And Dan. Oh, I'm so in love with Dan Souza.
He is. That is your type. Like
we talk about bulgogi and we talk about what we liked best about it. And then we'd fuck on the counter.
You have two types. You have the bad boy type. He's not your, and then you have your nerd type that you would actually marry.
Yeah.
But the problem is
I fuck those up.
You get bored with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think that you can marry the bad boy type, but then they cheat on you and steal your wallet and ruin your credit.
It's just one pole to the next.
That
to
is
next
the,
to
the
next.
Pendulum of poodle. That's what that is.
You need to find a nerd who's also super fucking kinky. And Sally,
you can find that.
You can, but they have limits, so you can't push them too far, and then they're gonna want things, and you need a little bit of an edge too. You can be kinky, but you also need to have a little edge in your personality.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
One day I'll build the perfect man and marry him.
Yeah, great. You can build your
like
Haley
Frankenstein.
Haley Joe Osmond of fucking AI, whatever that movie was.
Was that AI?
What was it called?
What was
that movie? Was depressing.
Which one was? I thought it was that. Was that AI? Which one was Jude Law in? That was Gattaca, wasn't it? I'm making
maybe.
Up shit. Now,
no,
that was Ethan.
Jude
Hawk.
Law was in the one with Haley Joe Osmond where they're robots. It was a fucking depressing movie. It's about like the end of the world and he's stuck in ice for years. It was just sad.
Spoiler alert.
Not good.
This is Hey.
This is Hey.
Season 7, episode 3.
Don't take me for granted. Part 2.
Duh.
Part 2, y'all. Okay.
Announcements wise, y'all, live shows, we are fastly approaching the Double It Tour, the end of the Double It Tour in September 29th in Chicago. And then we continue our tour in October.
Yes, we go to Atlanta first.
Atlanta,
you said,
New
right?
York, New York, New York City,
well, yeah, I'm
Washington, D.C., and Tamps.
Yeah, it's September 29th, Chicago. We should say the dates. We haven't said this in a while.
That's true.
October 9th is Atlanta. October 11th is New York. October 12th is D.C. And Tamps is 14th and 15th. Poodle's birthday.
We're coming at you.
Weekend.
We're coming at you in that Tamps. I'm really worried about me showing up to that second show.
I kind of just feel like I might have to do it alone.
You may.
I'm just expecting it.
We'll call Natalie. Natalie will be on speed
Natalie
dial.
Will come, yeah. She won't. She'll say, who is this?
Who is this?
They don't. None of us know.
I do not like
are.
Gay people.
Yeah. No. I'll tell her I'll give her a baby and she'll show up anyway. Y'all, that's a good segue. The Single Life is premiering this
the
week.
Single Life.
The way we're doing it, because it normally was Single Life was on
Discovery
streaming,
Plus, yeah.
And then 6 months or 4 months later, it would come out on TLC. Well, now they're just raw dogging.
Now they just decided they're going to do it at the same time. They're going to put it on the network and they're going to put it on TLC. What we're going to do is give you, those of you who we normally put it on Patreon, and then later on, we're going to give you, put it on the Patreon a day early.
And a day early, yeah.
You will still be getting your perk, if you know what
you
I
get,
mean.
This is, for the first time, you get early access.
Ooh, early access.
Early access. It's the guy that gets to fuck you before all the other come and just make your asshole sloppy.
Wow! That was gross. I'm like, I have whiplash from
this
that one.
This is when people leave.
Ow!
This is when people leave an Apple Podcast review and says, they're a lot.
And they only talk about like disgusting gay sex stuff.
Sorry.
You know, that's all fair.
Christina, if you want to edit that out, if you ever go, just take it out. Take
she's,
it out of the intimate portrait.
She's rarely...
rarely offended.
Rarely. If Christina's offended, we've offended a lot of people.
It's true. Y'all, this doesn't matter to a lot of y'all, but we want to say shout out to Caitlin, who does our social media.
Yes.
She just got engaged.
Congratulations. Happy heterosexuals.
Yay. There's a picture she posted. You can tell she did not know. And she looks, and it literally looks like someone just pissed in her plate of lasagna because her face is just like,
oh.
It's very sweet. So
I need to tongue pop better.
You do. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Congratulations, Caitlin.
We love you, our Canadian sissy. Hope it ends up better than Danielle and Muhammad. Who knows?
As I said yesterday in the Lalu podcast, hopefully in 5 years.
Five years is great.
5 years.
It's great.
I was telling everyone to be proud of a five-year marriage.
It's great.
I still say be proud of 5 years
be
of
proud
marriage.
Of it, y'all.
If you made it 5 years... You've worked hard. And if you need to make it another five, you work twice as hard.
Yes. Also, we want to remind you, two collabs, Poodle with Michelle from
Blighted Day.
They cover the season finale or the finale of Seeking Sister Wives.
Yes, season
Check
four.
Check that out. That's on our free feed as well.
It
or
is.
On Blighted Day's free feed.
It's on our free feed.
And then on ours, just ours, right? Mm-hmm. And then, y'all, I helped out Kyle because Kim was under the weather. So, Kyle, I was on Cray Cray on their feed. You can check that out.
I bet you were gross, too.
Didn't talk about dicks once.
You probably made really gross remarks about him.
About Kyle?
Yeah.
Not once. You're the one that hits on him in the middle of the show.
Not true.
That is, Gary, roll that tape.
I did hit on Ryan Bailey really hard when I was...
I thought at one point you were actually stroking. It was disgusting.
Also, y'all, plug Ryan Bailey. Ryan Bailey is in the Armie Hammer documentary because he was in Armie Hammer's acting class.
That's some shit right there.
He's made it. I screamed out. He was like, I heard a voice. I'm like, why does that voice look familiar? And I looked up. I'm like, that's Ryan Bailey!
I'm worried if you ever meet him in person. You're very attracted to him.
He's okay with it. He'd be into it.
You need to have sex after
we take mushrooms and
no, he's not gonna have an affair with you, Poods.
No, you know
that's you get these. I'm gonna have sex with straight men.
He's like
affairs.
A friend. He's like a friend. So no. I think I'd have a hard time getting there.
No, this is the worst. Is you romanticize the friendship, so it's not even sexual.
I know.
You're imagining going on dates with Ryan Bailey.
I kind of am.
That's what you do, and then you talk about this straight guy, and then they go to your girlfriend, and then you, instead of feeling hurt, go get banged by a soccer team to try to forget.
And then I have to go to the clinic. I will say, getting banged by a soccer team does make you forget.
Score!
If you ever need to get over somebody,
it works.
Woo! It works for a night at least.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds didn't put that in their documentary.
No.
Don't think that was on it.
I don't think that's the documentary. I think theirs is a show.
Or it's a docuseries. I think it's a not scripted show. It's a docuseries, isn't it?
No, there is one that's a docuseries. There's one that's a scripted show.
About them. So there's a docuseries about them making a football team, and then there's a scripted show about them making a football team.
Welcome to Wrexham.
That's kind of confusing.
Wrexham. I agree. But no one made us producers.
But there would be a lot of secret scenes between him and the...
Rob McElhenney.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And both of them are just, okay with gay stuff.
Oh, and both of their blonde wives are fine with it, too. Because they're both actors, Wells. And they're like, sure, honey, do gay shit with Rob. I don't care. Where are we?
I don't know. I think we're talking. I'm now.
I love it that poor Ryan Bailey, he's just going to be on his phone and he's going to get a picture and goes, who just sent me a picture of their asshole? Because he doesn't say
just
your
late
number.
At night.
He's like, is that a donut? Oh, God, no.
Once you see the ring.
One ring to rule them all.
Let's talk about Joby and Joey Yara, child.
Joby and Yara.
Yara, we need to go and meet my mother and talk about things like, that I was trying to fix the conflict we have between my mother and I. Gwen, Miss Gwen, or she's as Gerard, he says, Mrs. Gwen.
So they had a fight like 6 months ago, and Joey said before they were talking every day. Again, after watches, do you think it's fraudacity still or not?
Here's what I'm not going to go all the way fraudacity. I'm going to go we massaged something that was smaller and we made it very big for the show.
So they needed to like fill because the main storyline of there's going to be Ukraine.
I believe so.
I think so too.
I think there was a fight that happened. I believe it wasn't as big as they're making it out to be,
mm-hmm.
because I think there is some truth in it. But what this show does really well is that's like the podcasts. Everything is kind of real. They're just massage things.
There's
that's
a truth
the way
in
I
it.
Believe it. Yeah, there's truth in it. It's just overblown.
Okay, because I think I get on board with that actually. Yeah. Watching this because Gwen says, you know, she said, I got really angry of saying that I when Joey told me that I don't do enough for Yara.
And Joey yelled at me. He yelled at me. The Joey yelled at
Mom,
me.
Mom, I just need
he
you to be
the,
there for
the
Yara.
The Joey child, he yelled at me.
And so Miss Gwen says that.
I'm my grandma, but I'd be no nanny.
So what this boils down to is we find out that it's a conflict of cultures. And Yara explains that when you are in Ukraine, that and again, I'm not going to keep talking about it, but Kyle solidified this. We talked about his Polish mother-in-law who's with him. He said it's a European thing.
You take
the
baby.
I didn't know this. That you take the baby.
She's the babushka.
And you're with the baby all the fucking time, and you're the live-in nanny for this baby. That is, can you imagine if your brother had this conversation with Mother Poodle?
God. I got a life of my own.
I mean, imagine if
actually, your brother's... She would do it if she needed to. But my mother would never let them forget it.
But what if your brother said, hey, Mom, Sister Poodle is just not feeling supported by you and you need to be involved more?
That would not go well.
Y'all, if you're watching the Intimate Portrait,
even though
this is hypothetical, it stressed you out.
I actually felt like that was like a punch in my stomach. Because I pictured the phone call that would result.
Ah, you got scared for the hypothetical question.
My heart rate just went way up.
Ah, sorry.
Just thinking about that happening.
You really did.
Because I'm imagining my mother going, what? You don't think I'm there for my grandchildren? I can't believe you would say something like that to me. Actually, she'd get really quiet. That's some nerve, you saying that. My mother, when she's really angry, she gets so quiet.
My mom does too, yeah.
You must have to lean in to listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrifying.
It's terrifying when my mom does that.
And no, what my mother would, first of all, if that something like that happened, my mother would immediately take it personally and say, "You say you're saying I'm not a good grandmother," and she would kind of demand that. I don't think this is what Gwen's doing.
But he does bring up it's a lot of balls to tell for Joey to tell her in this way.
Well, what happened was, for Gwen, Gwen was more upset that Yara didn't feel comfortable enough with her to call her and discuss this with her.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the big deal for Gwen was she now feels like maybe my daughter-in-law and I aren't that close.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Jovi, because Yara was complaining about not having anyone watch the baby, just constantly, he probably unloaded on his mom.
Yeah, because here's the deal, y'all. Don't forget, Jovi is selfish and doesn't want to deal with any of this. And just wants to be around his kid, sure, be around Yara and go see strippers.
And I guarantee you, this was not the first time Jovi was angry with his mother. His whole life, his mother has probably been there for him as a sounding board.
She's, well, also, his mother, as you've talked about, I'm guessing you know way more about the culture in Louisiana. Oh,
mothered
than I do.
Him to death.
But I bet had to because he's a child and made terrible decisions. So I imagine the mothers a lot of times are kind of like, for lack of a better word, the men probably say that they're nags.
Yeah.
Always nagging totally. To do the right thing.
And I can tell from Gwen, she's had to have that, I don't know, if I think he's an only child. Or he might have stepbrothers.
We've never met them.
Yeah. But or step-sisters, step-siblings. But because the man she's married to now is not Joey's father.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But I guarantee you, she had to have one of those moments when my kids are now out of the house. I need to learn who I am. And now she's kind of there because she would be like Yara's mother otherwise. She's a Southern woman who would be camped out next to, she'd probably try to move closer.
There's,
but she has her own life now.
I feel like there is two types, but where we're in, I will say like in being in California, the difference of grandmother culture is very different than where we are back home.
Like, very true.
In Oklahoma, a lot of grandmothers, for those just that aren't in some parts of the, I think probably the South, but there are just places where the grandparent just raised the kid.
You drop your kid off every single day.
They drop their kid every single day off at their grandparents. I think if my mom was retired, I don't think my mother would want to do that.
No, my mother has watched the kids a lot, but she also says, I'm tired. I can't. And she won't watch all three of them at the same time.
But I also think obviously, I don't know how it is for you. My dad obviously had input, but basically we were raised by my mother. She did everything.
Yeah.
So they feel like I put in my due and I raised my kids fully.
Yeah.
And so maybe the Yara's mother had her mother, so it was just a different type of...
Well, and I think Yara was at that desperation point where she's just going...
This is still in COVID, so she's been by herself. She knows no one except for those cymbals, or no, symphony. Symphony and...
Symphony
forgettable.
And symphony and sonata.
That's it!
That's what we're
symphony
calling
and sonata.
Symphony and sonata.
I love you, Poodle. That was funny. That's a stupid musical joke, and only we got that.
Stupid musical joke.
Someone has a daughter named Sonata.
I'm sure they do. Hyundai. There's a Hyundai Sonata. It's a perfect, perfect name for a car. And Symphony is also a good name for a car. Introducing the Kia Symphony. Think about it.
True.
But I want to point out, though, that Yara was probably desperate when she was talking to Jovi every night on the phone about not being able to, it's only me, your mother's not coming around, I don't know what to do. But Yara won't call.
And her mother hasn't been able to visit.
Right.
I really feel sorry for Yara. She really has got the shittiest end of the stick.
Yeah, this is a major cultural misunderstanding. That had to be rectified, unfortunately, by Jovi yelling at his mother instead of just talking about it.
Yes, and we had to remember, part of this is on, because I started to write. I went, why don't they just get a nanny? Remember, Yara doesn't want anybody
she will
else
not
watching
let,
the baby.
She will only let Mrs. Gwen watch the baby.
So it's a little bit of, if you're in a different country and you want help, you've got to acclimate somewhat to the culture.
I also guarantee you they have enough money.
Jovi makes Jovi's. Good money, y'all.
That kind of job.
Those people that go away from, they make good fucking money.
They could probably at least have, not maybe a full-time nanny, but a couple days a week.
At least.
But that's a Yara thing. Yara does not want anybody else. So this is an unforced error. And look at me using sports metaphors.
Now I'm confused.
Now maybe I could go bang the soccer team later.
Okay, you tonight. We've got a long week.
Need to get it done.
Yeah,
I need to get up picklefinder.net.
Do we need to pause the show now so you
send
can
up send it the pickle signal? So, but it so they we kind of finally. he apologizes, and Yara even says, it's my mistake because I thought that the grandma takes the kids, and my mother, I know my mother was here, I'd have to kick her out of my house.
I was expecting it to be the same way, and that was not smart of me. But I love that Yara does say, like, it's not just the baby, but she also
said, I miss my friend.
She said, I miss my friend, y'all. Because remember, we wanted that Miss Gwen Yara road show.
Yeah.
I would love that. I still want them to do a road show, but I just want them to take, I want Miss Gwen to take Yara to, like, shitty diners where Yara eats diner food and she goes, what is this?
This is terrible. Yeah.
What are these pickles? No, Miss Gwen, no.
I don't like etouffee.
I would love that.
I also want to point out, Yara, they're talking about going to the Ukraine, going to Ukraine. And Yara wants to go back and Gwen's like, it's not safe to go back right now. What prescient words. I got chills when this whole conversation.
It's riveting television. It's sad, but it's riveting. I did not know this. I just found out, and apparently it's really fucking good. So as far as the 90 Day Diaries, whenever this is going, they have a special edition of 90 Day Diaries that's called
About Ukraine
Stories. Yeah. And so y'all,
Natalie is on it, and
Maria.
Oh wow!
Is Maria chose not to leave Kiev, and it shows her going around Kiev trying to find groceries. She recorded.
Wow,
it's really well done. I've heard, and so
when they give her the price, and they say. She goes, I'm not accountant.
I'm not accountant. I don't know.
One of still the greatest
still
lines
one of the greatest.
Ever.
I'm going to go back and watch that, though.
How much money did he give you? I'm not accountant.
What I think is going to be, it reminded me of just, the optimism, whereas in the U.S., we were getting signals that war was coming soon, but for a lot of Europe, they were kind of saying, no, it's going to be fine.
Well,
it's going to be fine.
The media is colored by whatever you... And our media is, too.
Oh, yeah.
But their media, especially, is colored by national pride. And so you can't... There are certain things that you either don't want to say aloud.
Yeah.
And especially if you're in Russia, you're going to get nothing because it's state-controlled media. But the remnants of, even though Ukraine is one of the freest places, you've still got the remnants of the Soviet Union and the Soviet kind of way of doing things.
It was how I was, it was heart-wrenching watching her talk to her mother.
Yeah.
That was really, also, she looked fucking gorgeous in that green top.
Oh, she always looked put together.
Gorgeous.
And mom is in the Czech Republic. And right.
Thank God.
We're going to talk about that.
Did I skip a part? Sorry, go ahead.
No, just saying, we're going to talk about when she talks to her mom, but Jovi comes in and says,
oh, I forgot.
I got something to tell you, Yara.
Jovi? Jovi, are you pregnant?
I want you to be prepared when I tell you about it.
Jovi, what is it? Are you pregnant?
Here, you got this. And it's her interview. She's going to get her green card interview. And I teared up.
Yeah, it was emotional. And then Yara says, oh, I leave you now.
I liked it, but the thing about it is, he's like, I was so excited.
I needed
to open it. And this is again, the good thing, you guys, they're good. They're okay. It's okay to watch their family. I feel safe watching their story.
Until he cheats on her. I worry about that for them down the line. But not now, but down the line.
Boy.
You know, Jovi is not the kind of... Sorry, I just popped that bubble real
You're right. Yeah. I think he's so afraid of doing that because he would lose his daughter.
Well, yeah, because she is not from Louisiana culture. She would leave him in a
second. She would leave him and probably not let him see his daughter.
But I do think, like, where they are now, I think they both love each other very much. They enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
I think they probably are even each other's best friend.
I agree. So,
again, potential, who thought, heart of the season.
We didn't their first season.
No, not at all.
They're talking about going to their interview, and they're like, we have to prove this relationship is real.
Jovi, what's my favorite color, Jovi?
I don't know, pink? It's like...
No, Jovi, it's beige!
Her favorite color is beige. What's her favorite color is beige?
I wear it all the time. I got to agree with Jovi.
No one's favorite color is beige.
No one's favorite color is beige.
Wow.
Like, beige?
Beige. Not even ecru. Beige.
Beige.
Beige is the beigest of colors.
Yes. It's the...
It's weird to love beige.
If you went on a date with a guy and he said, my favorite color is beige, what would you think?
I'm getting... I do a barrel roll out of the car. Because I know that sex is going to be terrible. There's going to be no choking.
The sex is just going to be beige.
Yeah. I think Yara loves it because she thinks about when she wears it, she looks good in it. But I think for a lot of people, the favorite color is something that's much more, I can speak in American sense, it's much more about who we are and what we...
And nostalgia.
Yeah, and it's more of a favorite color is not just about how you look wearing it. And I think Yara just, that's where she goes.
What's your favorite color? I don't know that.
You know, I go back and forth. I've had different colors at different parts of my life.
Same.
It used to be red when I was a child.
Okay.
Then it was blue for a while because I thought blue was everyone's favorite color, so it needed to be blue. I think it's green now.
Really?
Yeah. I think green is my favorite color.
Just within this last year, green has become my favorite color,
green
too.
Green is my favorite color.
It's the color of the heart chakra.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a terrible, stupid conversation. What's your favorite color? Boy, we officially bottomed out. Let's move on. We can go back and retool the format.
Okay, so she wears green going to talk to her about her.
Yes, after she says, Jovi, pack your shit. Yara's getting coffee after she asked the barista, what's a snack that's the least caloric?
She went with a keto blondie. Sure.
And so she talks about Yara's mom was a single mother with three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Olga, she comes on the screen and she goes, Mom, I'm close to getting my documents. And
her mom cries.
Yeah.
And they start talking about the situation. Thank goodness her mother is in the Czech Republic. We also find out that most of Yara's family lives on the west.
On the west. And if you've been seeing anything about where geographically where things are happening in Ukraine, it's mostly the fighting is mostly in the east and the south. However, they do shell Kyiv from time to time. But where Russia has been holding cities is mostly in the west and the south. So
the east and the south. You said
I'm sorry, east and the south.
The
thank
east
you.
And the south. I can't believe that's still going on.
And did you hear Yara say it's just this? She's like, I mean, there's not going to be a war. Who has a war in 2022?
When she said, this is why I have to say, Yara is one of my favorite people from 90 Day.
I kind of agree with you.
Because she's so on. We talked about last week how her and Jovi just say what's on their head. But also with Yara, there's this, she's cynical, but she's only cynical because a part of her tells her she can't believe that optimistic part of herself.
Yeah.
That she has.
She's also very Ukrainian.
But when she said, she's like,
her sense of humor.
We come from monkeys. We know better now. Like, the way she describes things sometimes with a childlike view of that the world should be good, it's beautiful to me.
Yeah.
And then she makes something really funny and self-deprecating. She's a star.
I love her.
Don't fuck it up, Jovi.
Shall we move on to Bilal and Shida? Before that,
yeah,
we should, yeah,
grab a drink, y'all. It's about to get depressing. We're gonna
save
take a commercial.
Save we'll be
it.
Right back. God damn.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens.
Whoa. Big news. I just got some super blast on the blast.
Please don't ever say that if I have to be serious, because I will never not laugh.
In the middle of like a meeting day, y'all just look at you and go, super blast on the blast.
Y'all, I think they don't take Amex because they don't want to pay the fee. But also,
that Visa commercial, and they don't take American Express.
Well, also, too, I didn't want to subscribe to the newsletter.
No.
I kept pressing no, but suddenly I went, sometimes websites, I've learned, if you don't subscribe to their newsletter, they won't let you pay for it. And then I'll just unsubscribe. But that's what happened.
You're going to get her newsletter.
Hello. I want to tell you today about my new splash called Yummy Tummy Squab.
Mammy Yummy.
Anyway, y'all, I got some Super Blossom Splash.
No!
I'm gonna do an unboxing.
It's gonna make me sick to my stomach, so you can't
wear it
around me.
It's gonna be so sweet. You hate sweet things. What if I end up loving it?
You can't wear it around me ever.
I do love some cheap body spray from
Walmart. Pour it out. I will be in your house and I'll pour it out. No one needs to wear that shit. It's awful.
I like it. Like a good scent.
No, it's all sweet sugar. Tell you what's not sweet and sugary.
Boy.
Bilal. How do we even broach the level of this is abusive. I also noticed something. I came to a realization of something while I was watching this and while hearing him talk about his ex-wife. He still loves his ex-wife.
Oh, for sure.
I think he's still into his ex-wife.
I have a realization. We don't know all of it. I think what he's in love with is his money.
Yeah.
I think this is all about money. And I'm making a call now. I normally am not. You might tell me to edit this out of the show. And if you want to, I will take it out. Normally, I don't like to get into people's personal life. But he and Shahida are both such fucking monsters and bullies to her. I want to see that divorce agreement.
Oh!
I want to know what was said, because there's something we don't know.
I agree.
She has him by the balls, and we don't know how. But something...
I
want to know.
That might be true. I just hear her say, he said, if she was a negative person, I wouldn't have married her. But there's this...
I think you're right. I think there's some type of...
I think she ended the marriage, yep. Definitely. And I think she was... Because he had been married before. He had been married once before.
So this is his third marriage?
This is his third marriage.
Oh, I never
got
that.
He had mentioned it, or maybe I saw it on somewhere. Don't pick at your eye!
I'm not picking. It's just a little daddy. I got a little eye infection. It's better.
If it starts weeping, I'm out.
Just pus.
Oh,
it's much better. I'm on antibiotic drops, y'all.
It's still waving at me. It's still going, hey there. I'm just here. You look at my heart beating. Boop, boop,
please. Boop, 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 boop. You've looked at dicks that have been in a cock ring for 3 hours that look way more gross and engorged than this. And you went, fuck me.
But
that one eye wink is what you like.
Bing, 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 bing. So it's that, and he gets off on shaming people.
Oh, yeah.
It is his favorite thing.
It's a narcissist.
And you guys, he probably has not said a word to her since they had this fight yesterday.
She said he has not spoken to me. And we called it. Sissy Mary, I need you to find out. I need to know what's in this divorce. I want all the fucking tea on them.
You think she's got dirt on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I want to know about the first wife now. I want to know about it fucking all. Because when you're monster, let's bring out your life. But I want to say this.
Yeah, I think Shahida was it for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After seeing this, sadly, what gave me a pit in my stomach, I went, ooh. Like we've said on the show, y'all, we don't want to be right sometimes. We don't want to be right a lot of times. I bet you he didn't talk to her for an entire week after that tell-all.
Oh, yes.
An entire week. And since Mark and Nikki, have I never wanted to go and rescue someone. Like, physically go to Kansas City and take her from him. It's horrible. And I would almost say we're, unless it's somebody like Big Ed or like Jeffrey, like we believe, like we cover all these people. Like, this is who we're given. It's the hand we're dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Like Angela. We're going to put Angela at the end. So if you want, you can skip. But we're going to cover. But a part of me goes, God, I don't want to talk about this. But another part says,
no.
We have to, because so many women, I think, are living in marriages like this in our country. And I hope
we need to see this.
That they see themselves in this and get the fuck out of their marriage.
No, and people need it's to the point where we need to watch it to also know that this kind of evil behavior exists.
Yes.
It's important. I understand not watching someone, especially in a treatment, especially with like Big Ed. For things like this, we do need to watch. It gives me anxiety to watch every segment.
It does. It makes me sick to my stomach.
But we need to watch to remind ourselves never, never to. Because the difference with them is the show never shows him in a good light. Yeah. One of our problems is we think the show really has a good time with Big Ed. Which is why the fact that we can't cover him.
And actually, it looks like they're giving Liz the bad edit this season so far, which she's bleh, too. And
have fun, kids.
They deserve one another.
Yep.
They deserve one another. But it's with this, think about it. Usually they like to switch things up with a, to do a different edit to make someone redeemable. Yeah. They can't redeem Bilal.
No, it's not possible.
They cannot redeem him. And something else that really hit me in watching this is, again, for people that are listening, if you relate to this, it isn't on you by yourself to get out of this a marriage like this. But for Shida, who else does she have? This shows how Americans, or anybody coming up, but like how, in this case, Americans can take advantage and misuse and abuse immigrants that come to this country because they have no one.
No one.
Who is she going to call?
Zero.
There's no one.
Not his family.
Not his family.
Not his
all
sister.
Monsters.
Not his
horrible
mother.
His sister. She has fucking no one
no,
to
it's
help
awful.
Her. So it.
That's why he chose her.
And it makes sense that this was all carefully planned because his last wife left him because she probably got too much power.
Yep.
She had too many friends telling her to get out of this marriage. And it probably, she's probably still so angry with the Bilal the way that she treated her. But instead of, again, because of money, instead of treating Bilal like shit, she's going to lick his taint and treat and bully fucking Shida.
She doesn't care about other women. This is
when you're oppressed, sometimes you have to oppress other women to keep your station.
This
we are reading them.
This storyline is a lesson. And hopefully the right people who are in these kind of relationships see it, and they can see a little bit of mirror in themselves. I am thankful. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm thankful that it is on this season, because there are people who need
to
see.
That's a good way to look at it.
See this.
Y'all, if you were in this relationship and you were by yourself, ooh, find a friend. If you're in this Facebook group, in the Sissy Squad, it's a private group, so they can't see. We do have sometimes people that, it's not a support group at all, but we do have sometimes have people that say like, hey, I'm posting here because my husband won't see this.
Yeah.
How do I get out of this marriage? There are places, yeah, or other Facebook and groups, there are places for you to reach out.
And don't get it twisted that, oh, he's not an abuser because he didn't hit her, or he doesn't call her names.
Neglect.
Or things like that. This is just as insidious.
Neglect is abuse.
And
control.
What do you think when he said, you cannot let other people dictate your behavior?
What does he do?
It is just the biggest self-own.
And this is coming from someone who is completely obsessed with how he is seen.
How's perceived, yeah.
Remember, he said, I can't believe that happened in that store where people saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He cares more about a stranger's opinion of him than his fucking wife.
So, because what he wants is he wants Shahida to be able to say anything she wants to Shida, and it not bother her.
Well, and that's not a reflection on him, because they're divorced now.
Right.
So he has no ownership. He can say, well, that's why I divorced, or that's why we're not together anymore.
But he refuses to even back up Shida in any way.
Anyway.
And she even said, I don't see myself as doing anything wrong.
You disappointed me today.
Oh.
You didn't even give her the chance to speak, Shida. You came at her with force, and I went,
that's not what happened.
That's not what happened at all. Shahida came with force. Shahida actually stood up and got in her face. Shida was, to me, the pinnacle of class, respect.
Right. Well, what she did say...
I kept crying.
What she did say was, I want to talk to you about things that happened. You came into my house. You were very rude to me in my home, and you kind of attacked me. And of course, Shahida kind of laughed at that.
Because I don't know if she attacked her, but she was definitely...
She was firm.
Forceful. She treated her like shit at the mosque when she met her. And I'm sure there... Y'all, I bet there's shit we haven't even seen.
This is
the best of them that they're showing us.
I know. Can you imagine?
Shahida and Bilal are showing us the best, because they are both very concerned with how they're perceived.
Anyway,
wow,
he basically guilts her into saying that she will apologize to her, which made me about retch on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And the overall judgment in the way he looks at her.
You're supposed to be a dignified Muslim woman.
Yeah, and then at one point she goes, are we good? And he goes, inshallah, maybe.
If God wills it.
Again, and passing the buck.
It really broke my heart when she kind of said, in the way she said it, you could tell that she wanted to crawl out her skin. Like, I actually could feel her heart kind of like screaming of, somebody help me. Someone listen to me. I feel like she's in fucking Handmaid's Tale, and she's like the one person, when she said, but I don't feel like I did anything wrong.
Right. And I also know the argument of, she chose this, you know, she knew what she was getting. And I
said that.
Her.
I even said that on his podcast. I walk back from that.
I agree with that. And
because did she know this?
I don't think she knew this.
I don't think she knew. That's why I walked back. I think she thought probably, we'll get married and things will be better. He'll stand by me as a spouse. And also, we didn't know Shahida was going to double down and fucking bully her and be a monster as well.
This is definitely the darkest storyline that we've seen since Mark and Nikki.
I will be shocked I don't know why they put them on hay. I think the only thing that they thought is they, I think it probably for 90 Day Fiance filled a DEI. They're like, we have this great couple. It's Muslim. It's a different, really, it diversifies.
It's
the
first
show.
Kind of, yeah, I think it's the first. There have been interfaith marriages with people who are Muslim before, but mm-hmm. I think it might be the first, definitely the first black Muslim couple.
And I think that's what they ended up showing us is a sad part of a lot of people's lives that we, like you said, don't need to see, but don't want to.
I think there is an audience for this that can't look away.
Oh, I can't look away.
I think, and you know what? Can't look away still makes ratings. So
that's true.
I understand why they put it on, but
yeah,
I don't like it. But I'm not going to stop watching them.
Man, if somebody
I just want her to kill him.
Yeah.
I just want her to fucking stab him in the chest.
Goodbye, Earl.
I'll help you.
I'll bury the body, Shida.
I'll piss on it first.
If he's ever killed, Christina, please take this out of the edit. yeah.
Woo! Shall we move on to a yoga studio in Hazelhurst, Georgia?
Michael got my coke. Y'all.
Namaste. That's what my tea's called.
No, namaste, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Here we are, y'all. Let's close out the show with Angela.
Angela's doing yoga. And she, at one point, I will say, I love how they reintroduce characters from a while.
They do.
They'll kind of show us the surrounding, and we're like, who is it? Who is it? And it's a yoga class, and you hear, oh, my God, I'm already tired.
And also, that guy behind her is hot.
No, the whole room is filled with queers. That's where gay is going, Hazelhurst, the yoga studio.
That's the only place that's the only place where someone won't call him the F word. So, y'all, she's
downward dog.
She literally has her coke. She brought her coke to.
That's my water.
That and the yoga teacher even said, "Yeah." So, y'all, this poor yoga teacher.
Now, I don't know. There's no yoga teacher in Los Angeles that's going to take the time to ask you about your relationship.
No, I mean, can you imagine if I went to Yoga Works on Larchmont and brought a Dr. Pepper? They would look like I was crazy. Sorry, I hiccup.
They would.
They would.
And you didn't even have a bag to have your mat in it either.
Yeah.
They would look at you.
Remember when you would just go with the mat rolled up or you'd have to borrow one? You didn't come with your own like yoga mat in a bag and people would judge you for it?
Yoga Works was, that was an interesting place.
It's closed now there,
yeah,
right?
I lived right there. Used to.
You did?
Yeah, yoga right there.
Oh, the one on La Brea.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant the one on Larchmont.
No.
Did Yoga Works close in general?
I don't know.
I think it might have closed during the pandemic.
I don't know. There's a yoga place there, though.
I love the British woman.
We need to move on.
Okay.
No one gives a shit about this.
You're doing yoga.
I am doing yoga
with Adrian.
I'm doing yoga with Adrian.
She's great.
At home yoga, if you want to do at home, if you don't even have to know like the big steps, but I'm doing it for more flexibility. Some kind of a different type of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing for me to do in the mornings just to snap into my body and kind of. I highly recommend a little internet yoga.
She doesn't pay us a fee, but I love her. She's a great YouTube channel.
Yoga with Adrian.
She's great. All right. So, y'all, Angela, if you remember, she's 56. She's from Georgia. She might look a little different than last time you saw her because there's been a lot of surgery that's happened.
She doesn't look well. I want to say I'm happy for the weight loss thing. On her frame, it doesn't look healthy.
She still has – you don't want to judge her body. It's more like from a health perspective. But she still has like – maybe it's skin.
Maybe.
I think probably she has skin hanging.
It's also her face.
Well, she's – I don't think she's had good work done.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think they did good Botox. And her teeth look...
Yeah.
It's just... And also, too, she doesn't look happy.
I'm not... Definitely.
She looked happier when she was...
I'm not an opponent of weight loss surgery, But a lot of times when people have it sometimes, and weight loss is done so quickly, that your body almost it needs to take time to get back to where it was. So maybe it needs to settle longer.
Well, a lot of them, because it's so quick, have to have skin surgery.
Right.
So we're glad that she's hopefully healthier.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And it's been the yoga instructor is asking her things like, what's going on? She's like, I used to do it, but I'm having lots of problems with my husband. And yoga teacher would just go, so the next class is coming in. We're going to need you to leave.
She literally looked at the producer and said, yeah, are we done? Did I say what you need to say? And they're like,
and
keep going.
This just tells you, because Angela's not friends with JoJo anymore. They have parted.
That you know what I realized? Does Angela even have friends anymore?
That's what I was thinking.
She's talking to a yoga teacher. Later on, she's talking to Lou. That attorney, well, she's just paying
and
him.
She's just talking to some Canadian stripper.
This is what happens when you are so self-involved and you treat people like everyone in your life like shit.
And you become an internet phenomenon and she thinks, because she's doing TikToks, she's everyone's sexy meemaw, and you think you get bigger, you think you outgrow your friends, and there's no one left.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately for her. Now, what she's
basically... She did leave me a message. I talked about this on, but I should talk about this. She did leave me a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think I've told this story before, where she was with a mutual friend. We have one. I didn't know that. He said, he's really hot, by the way. God, if I showed you Jason's picture, you would die. Anyway, mutual friend, he said, oh, I know Matt from Reality Gaze. She sent me a message saying, I heard what you said on my show, or that show about me. I'm going to get you. But then he told her about my dad at times before he died. And she sent me a very sweet voice message about, I know what you're going through. I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah.
If you have any questions or anything, please reach out to me. It was very sweet.
I really do believe that.
Very sweet. Very touching.
The Angela we see on the show is definitely the show Angela. I think there are very few times we've actually seen. We see her when she cries. I think that's the closest Angela. I think I think so too. The true Angela is a very hurt, emotional, very a person with low self esteem.
Low self esteem, and I think a person who actually in her life has done a lot for people.
Yeah,
and got shit on.
Yeah.
A lot by people, especially shit on by men. But, and so I'm not saying it's excused, but what it makes sense why there's a lot of anger.
What she needs to do that is project anger out. That's not an okay way to do.
That's not an okay way to do that.
Especially when you're abusive to your partner and other people in your life. It's not okay.
And again, a reason we talk about her still on the show is because we think people are in these relationships where they're treated this way.
Yeah.
And they think that's normal. And I think it's important to highlight that that's not a normal way.
And she says, Michael's been, I forgot, it's been 2 years since they married. So
2 years.
What do you think's going on? They can't get him over there.
I guess COVID, but I don't know. I know that when the last president basically, with Trump, he put a ban on Nigeria. I don't know if Biden ever lifted that.
That's true.
So I don't know, as far as traveling, what is our status with Nigeria.
Interesting.
Although it doesn't seem to be an issue for Kim and Usman. They're talking about bringing him over. So I don't know.
I don't know.
Again, I don't think they're concerned about that right now, because she's just pissed off he has an Instagram account again.
And it's so flippant, her problems. So, y'all,
I did the BJ.
She says that Michael started pulling away after her breast surgery. And she's like, but what's really good is the shady shit that Michael is doing.
He did, y'all. I do remember watching. He was very opinionated and not happy she made her breast smaller.
And remember, she says he never calls. He only when he does call, he only talks about the visa. And when I wouldn't give him money last time, he decided to pay me back he put up his Instagram, and then he blocked me. So.
And then the yoga teacher said, it sounds like this relationship's been tested. Again, we have a 605 class. y'all, she's telling all this to this fucking yoga teacher.
And what's interesting here is that Angela basically, Michael is now doing to her everything that she kind of did to him.
Oh.
And
oh, he
it
is.
It is now.
Explain more about that, please.
And now with this whole blocking Instagram, which she used to do to him.
Yeah.
And when she would punish him and not call or things like that. And this is a new tactic for Michael. And either Michael has decided it's not worth my time. I just want to get my visa and get there. And I'm like, more power to you.
Yeah, more power to you. Do it.
And when she's talking about these things, he's doing things, and she's almost in wonderment that he's even doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. She gets angry about it, but more than anything else, you can tell it's hurt her. And it's weird because we've rarely seen that from Angela. We always see the anger. We saw the hurt that she experienced with her mom.
Yeah.
But we did not see when Michael does something that it actually hurts her.
Yeah.
We rarely see that.
We don't see that a lot.
So,
because she doesn't show us.
She doesn't show that because anger comes so much easier. And so she never thought this would happen. So in the meantime, and she goes, and I do think, I wonder if he is scamming me.
For the first time, she said, I feel like, could this be a scam?
I think the producers told her to say that. I think she would not believe that.
I think that probably, and again, y'all,
Or she'd never admit it on camera.
I know we're not. I know you don't, but remember, somebody just tweeted me today with a screen grab, and they said, oh my God, y'all called every single person that's on Pillow Talk now for hey. I'm like, yeah, we've been doing this for a while. I would say the Angela and Michael segment is probably the most produced Fraudacity.
Agree.
Reality or 90 day segments, period.
Oh, they have been for the last, every time.
2 or 3 years.
Yep.
For sure. For sure.
Because
they were like, he couldn't get over there. They put the travel ban in Nigeria. Y'all, Angela is one of the most memeable people on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Ironically, the people that, especially straight men, that stop us and say, oh, you watch 90 Day Fiancé, they know Big Ed and they know Angela.
Yep.
Those are the two people that they know. And 90 Day Fiancé fucking knows that.
And so if you're wondering why they keep her on, why they keep Big Ed on, that's the reason.
Ask your husband. It's his fault.
It's always your husband's fault. So that's why you can poison him slowly.
Again, edit that out, Christina, if someone's husband dies.
Antifreeze tastes sweet. Don't forget it. So she's...
There's that sexy baby!
She calls her... She's like, so I had to find a friend to support me. And again... Can you imagine if Michael had been talking to
Angela's
a woman,
always don't do what I oh
a woman in another country?
Oh, blibbed.
She would murder him.
She would, her head would rocket ship off her fucking neck,
yes,
and just bombing.
And so she calls.
Heads
think,
just rolled upstairs,
I think
y'all.
Someone dropped a medicine ball.
I think so.
Oh, no, that's the dog outside.
Oh, it's your neighbor. She's playing
the dog's going to run
with the ball.
The dog's going to run across.
You'll hear a little bit of dog bark. By the way, I played that. We were wrong, by the way. People played the soundtrack. I think it was a rooster that was crowing with Cement and Jenny.
We thought it was a dog.
I know. I listened to it. I think it was an actual
Works
rooster.
Works for me. The rooster's, it was like a mating call.
Yeah. He heard Jenny going off and went, I'm coming.
Also, I just saw on... Little more 90 Day Fiancé news. Sadly, this is going to rock everyone's world. Ella and Johnny have split up.
No!
Her Asian prince.
What? She was having the best week, too, because she's so excited Lord of the Rings is back. So excited.
But
y'all, it's good.
It is good. Update, I think I said this on Lalu. I really enjoy it.
Yes.
I've enjoyed it. So,
yes, Lord of the Rings of Power.
Boy, talk about jerk-off material for old Dildo.
Yes.
All those women.
Dildo is back.
And be prepared for next week where we have a new segment called Dildo's Corner.
I don't know. Why would that need to happen?
Where one ring rules them all.
We need to move on. So she calls Billy, who is in Canada, and he must have been, I don't believe they met via, she wanted him a painting. He's a social media person, yep, too.
Paid by producers.
He's paid by producers to do this. That's
and
why.
Is he gay? Or is he just an exotic dancer?
I think he's just an exotic dancer. And y'all, this is a man who made his living making women feel important enough to give him money.
Oh.
Think about it.
Oh.
It's tailor-made for her. So,
wait a minute. So those go-go dancers at Mickey's don't love me?
They do not.
They're not interested in this.
We went through this time after time after time.
They really don't. Yeah, they don't think I have a beautiful smile.
And it made when you took one home that time, and he said, "So $100 will be the charge," and you just gave it to him because you thought he needed it.
Well, he said he needed to go back to see his family in Honduras.
Oh, you were a John.
He's not from Honduras?
Nope. Pacoima. Yeah, wow. They want your money.
They just want your money.
Yep.
Well, I feel easy.
And so do you. Me too.
That's where we are.
I just don't pay for it. So I pay for it somewhat.
You do pay for it in other ways.
Pay for it one way or the other. And he must be a TikTok person who was dancing. Producers paid him, said this will be a perfect person to get.
He's handsome.
To get Angela. Again, I totally agree with you. This is a completely scripted storyline.
I think Angela, like you said, I don't think she has a lot of friends anymore. Mm-mm. We might see Skyla.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So she's like dancing with him. And
oh, can I just say, I'm sorry, I want to say something. Because I want to ask you, is this the first time? I was a little bit shocked. 90 Day Fiancé does not talk about influencers or social media. Like
I agree.
Meeting people. Now, they talk about social media.
He said,
we have it on authority. We can't reveal why, but we know sources that producers do not want social
they
media.
They do not want it.
So this is the first time that literally it's just, we're social media stars now, and that's how we met.
I think, well, you know, that's not what she said, but here's exactly what they had to reference.
They finessed it.
She said, I wanted to go buy a painting from him, and then I saw him on TikTok. So, in other words, they had a real world connection first, and then I saw him dancing on the TikTok.
Mm.
So we knew each other in person because the idea of meeting on social media would be too much.
Because, y'all, that's a thing that production really doesn't want. They feel like it takes away from authenticity.
It takes away from authenticity, which makes sense in their world because, remember, you guys, the show is 110% real.
110%.
Because if they were to admit that one part of it was not real, then the rest of it would be questionable. And then the show has, as a documentarian kind of view, the show has no more usefulness.
And then you realize why that dancer stole your wallet.
Yes. So,
God.
So, he's like, so what would happen if I came to,
Canada.
And he's like, I think that's great. Now, what she said, there was a moment in when you get the real Angela,
mm-hmm,
is in her, in the moments, in the confessional moments. Because she says, here's the thing, I'm lonely and I'm worried. And she starts to tear up. I'm old and I know this is my last shot. And I'm worried that he's going to have lots of other shots.
Well, he will have other shots. And she said,
and I spent my time on
him. Did I waste my time on Michael? Because she was with him, what, for like 10 years?
This is all, you see a person who is terrified.
Terrified.
Not just of losing love, but she's terrified of death.
I think she's terrified of mortality. She's a hospice nurse. Yeah. So she's worked in it. She's seen. So I think there's that. And also, and I think more than anything, what has been Angela's job? To take care of someone. And y'all, yep. Often when we do a job, we do it because we didn't get that or we're not getting that. And we get here and talk about dicks and all this shit because we didn't hear any of this. We didn't hear any validation of our weirdness
right.
when we were kids. So that's a big reason we're here. I think Angela, more than anything, is terrified is that just no one will want to take care of
yep.
her.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Y'all, we're seeing Lou Tippett.
And I love that it's spelled not, y'all, this is some Southern shit. It's L-E-W.
Yep.
Because his name's Lewis. But still, you don't see that a lot. You see L-O-U, Lou.
Yeah. I know some Lous in L-E-U, but that's because they're Lewis. They're Lewis's. Yeah.
I feel like, is that more of a Southern thing?
I'm not sure.
Because I feel like L-O-U is like, hey, my name's Lou.
That's from it's very much from Lewis. Yeah. But spelled L-O-U-I-S. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, he goes to see her attorney, y'all. Just like the yoga teacher, she just fucking full goes on in.
Because
she's like,
she has,
he didn't want to see my boobs.
And he's like,
didn't want to do phone sex.
Sometimes people tend to think me as somewhat of a therapist, and I really would not really like to hear the details of their interior lives.
He didn't want to slam me up and paint the side of the walls, Lou.
shoot up my club.
Shoot up my club, Lou.
And he's like, she's like, you know, there's no more phone sex, Lou.
Nothing.
There's no more. I don't think he wants to touch my body.
Not even a face call.
And at one point, Lou's like, I wouldn't read too much into this, but she does say.
He asked her for money after Christmas.
Yeah. And she's
$5,000.
Like, and then he betrayed me by adding Instagram.
Well, she
weird,
told him no, and
thing.
She feels like he she told him no, and then he was upset, and then posted to Instagram.
Yeah. This is also a sign, and I do you think she'll ever pull
retaliated?
That visa? Do you
Pardon?
Think she'll pull the visa?
No, Angela will not pull the visa if there's for two reasons. A, unless there's a sure bet, because she doesn't want to be alone.
Right.
And B, she wants to make sure that she stays on this show.
Yes. I think that is.
And if she pulls a visa, and if she's not dating someone internationally, then why is Angela on 90
Thank
Day
you.
Fiance?
That's why they're bringing up this TikToker. So she says later on, Lou says it's a drastic option to pull the visa.
But Lou said, this could come through at any time.
She's like, I'm not ready for him to be over here. But the idea of her pulling the visa would also mean that she would have no hand, upper hand on him anymore.
Yeah, what does she have?
I think she has to have the visa because it's the only way she can have any bit of control over him.
Yeah,
and what's
I agree
interesting
with that.
Is she doesn't, with him putting his Instagram back up, him doing kind of like, almost fighting back finally. And
finally.
Saying things like, she almost doesn't know. That's why she says things like, I don't know what I'll do if he gets over here.
She says like, yeah, she said, is he doing this just to get my attention? But she said, but if he breaks up or if he's cheating on me, she said, it's interesting. Instead of being, I'll be so angry, she said, I don't know if I can bear the heartache if he comes over here and then leaves me. So it's as if she's wanted him to come over all, because I do believe, probably more, I don't think Michael was conning her per se. I think he thought at first she was fun and he did want to come to the U.S. a lot.
Yeah, he really wants to get
to the U.S. I think she really loved him.
I agree.
When she says, what if I get what I want and he comes over here and then after 2 years, he leaves me for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Maybe I don't want this because then I don't have power anymore.
Right. Yeah. The story is still a little compelling, even though
it is still compelling.
It is so scripted. This one. Yeah.
But I don't. That's a good way to put it.
I can't stop watching her.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show.
You can go to reality. Oh God, no! But I swear this website's gonna get up soon, y'all. I promise. Our tech guy's on vacation.
Go to our Linktree on our Instagram and our TikTok.
Yes, and go to the Linktree link there. That's where you can go see us on the Double It Tour. Y'all, We call these people. Oh, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts. Also, I want to say a big thank you. We need to remember to do this at the top of the show next week. Big thank you, y'all. We put out a survey for our commercial.
Yes, thank you.
Acast has already reached out to us and said, holy shit, like 600 people have done this survey.
Thank you so much.
That really helps us. It helps us not just for our commercials, but it's going to help us. Poodle and I have irons in the fire of meetings with other, with production companies, with networks, things like that, that we have big dreams, and it helps us get a specificity to show them what our audience is.
Yes. Because
that's all they... Poodle and I care about the creative shit, but all they care about is the money.
Who watches
you? Who's watching this shit show? So thank you very much. If that still is running, we highly encourage you. Or if you're in the Facebook group, please go on and fill out that survey. It means a lot for us. All right. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you go down to the river... Gonna take a ride on the Riverboat Queen, Queen Creole, rolling on the river. Call us. That's a good job in the city. Walking up away, there's body out there.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.